Good evening, millionaires. Welcome to the Stock Market Show, where we meet every evening at 7 p.m. to discuss, analyze, and learn about the stock markets. I'm looking at the markets, and the only question which is coming to my mind is, when will the volatility end? I mean, today morning we saw super power in the markets with a lot of strength. Nifty, Bank Nifty moving up. Nifty, in fact, up nearly 300 points. And now, after the market's closing, when we are looking back, we are seeing a near 350 points down move from the intraday high. 300 points up, 350 points down. That too in a single day. Look at the intraday volatility. I know there are a lot of option sellers who build intraday straddles. I have no idea what's happening with their positions in days like this. I mean, the kind of positions I take, I would have definitely been safe under such circumstances. Still, I decided to stay away from the market. I did not enter a trade today at all. So again, so I'll be entering my week's trade tomorrow. And again, as usual, the plan is to end up with 1% profits like last week I did. Again, the plan is the same. But again, the point is the intraday volatility is so much. So we know India VIX reached nearly 20 last weekend, and this week starting it was at 20. Today it did in fact come down till 17 ranges, and towards the end it shot up again, and towards the end VIX has reached 21.7. Speak about the volatility in the market, right? Anyways, even keeping that apart, we saw strength in the market, 17,000 support being taken, Nifty moving up from there, things are looking good, the global markets are recovering, and all of a sudden, so things were going good today. And we did, Nifty did move up till 17,325, a lot of strong green candles. And at that point, European futures were in the green, US futures were in the green. And that is when Moderna's CEO actually went on record and said that their vaccine's effectiveness will likely be not as effective as expected for the Omicron virus. And then the European futures went into red, the US futures all of a sudden from green they went into red, and then we also started moving down, and then we started moving down with a lot of strength. And in fact, it was sad to see Nifty closing below 17,000. That's today's story in general. But again, when Nifty closed nearly 0.4% down, Bank Nifty closing 0.7% down, it was really good to, surprising to see Nifty small cap index closing 1.34% up, right? So it's again large cap mainstream stocks which are being moved a lot in the last many days, right? Anyways, without further ado, let's get right into tonight's show. The name is Shariq Shamsuddin. Welcome to the Stock Market Show. So just one trade idea was shared in live feed section today, and that is DLF. And as you can see, DLF did go ahead and hit target. Why not, right? The whole of the realty industry had a great day. In fact, realty is the sector which moved up the most today. And speaking about my option selling trades, you know, I normally enter on Tuesdays, and you might be waiting on Tuesdays to hear my position, but I did not enter today at all. So as I said earlier, the plan is to enter tomorrow. Given the market situation, we'll be updating about the same to you tomorrow. So yeah, let's enter the first segment of the show, Markets Today. So yeah, directly looking into what has happened in Nifty, as you can see, it opened nearly flat, and then there was strong up move nearly 17,325, right? So I always talk about this range in Nifty, 17,200 to 17,300 nearly. This will act as a resistance moving up, is what I've been talking about, what I wrote in today's pre-market report as well. I specifically mentioned the level 17,325 as well. Anyways, this whole zone did act as a resistance zone. It did go up till there. Resistance was taken, and look at the red candles after that. At one point, it felt like I was looking into Heiken Ashi candles. Look at that. That's nearly 10, 15 red candles without a single green candle in between. And that was the time when the European futures, indices futures, they turned from green to red, US futures turned from green to red, and even Nifty, which was trading nearly 7,300, fell nearly 300, 350 points within this small time period, right? Then there was a slight up move, which is natural, because beautifully, I mean, I absolutely appreciated this support being taken at 17,000. It was really a good sight to watch support being taken and Nifty moving up. But then again, the second round of selling, probably FII selling heavily again, the second round of selling coming and Nifty closing below 17,000, right? This time around, again, 17,000 support was about about to be taken, but again it was broken towards the end is what we can see. Now looking into Bank Nifty again, Bank Nifty also moved up with a lot of strength in the beginning. Yes, it did move up a lot, and just like yesterday, see, yesterday also, as you can, this is yesterday's candles. Yesterday, 36,000 was respected like this. See, today also, as Bank Nifty started moving down, it tried to break 36,000 here, but it couldn't. And then there was beautifully, the support was taken beautifully at 36,000, but it was also broken towards the close. And the close in Bank Nifty is at 35,695, much below 36,000, right? So that is what has happened there. Looking into Nifty, what has powered Nifty is Infosys TCS. Nifty IT again moving up and closing in the green. Much contribution to Nifty today. And also Bajaj Twins, just like yesterday, moving up and closing in the green. Looking into Bank Nifty, only out of major banks, only Axis Bank closing in the green, up by that to just 0.7%. Otherwise, Kotak Mahindra Bank, which moved up a lot yesterday, moving down by 2.86% today. HDFC Bank also closing in the red, 0.5. Yeah, I cannot miss mentioning this, which is Reliance also, which moved down and closed well in the red today, right? Looking into the buzzing sectors, again, Nifty Metal, just like yesterday, moving down again, down by 1.9%. Now, one good thing there is, in China, we can see that iron ore prices are actually recovering. Iron ore prices have started to move back up. Still, steel stocks, Nifty Metal stocks are down. Tata Steel down by nearly 4%. JSW Steel down by 2.7%. Hindalco also down by 1.7%. Otherwise, Nifty Auto continued to move down by 0.94%. So, it's Nifty IT which is up by 0.5%. And as mentioned at the beginning, small cap index up by 1.34%. Right. Speaking about buzzing stocks, energy stocks, power stocks had a really good day. Power Grid up by 3.2%, ending up as Nifty 50's largest gainer. And you should probably open Power Grid's chart and see. You can see that Power Grid is near its 52-week high. So that's a major resistance that it is taking. So let's see if we can catch a good move from there. Otherwise, again, as I said, Power stocks doing well. REC Limited up by 4.3%. Torrent Power up by 3.3%. We already discussed about Chinese iron ore prices moving up. Adani Ports is again a bit in trouble, but again, these are all temporary problems as we have seen from the past. Adani Ports down by 2.6% today, mostly because a new scrutiny is happening regarding the drug-related case. I hope you all remember thousands of kgs worth heroin being found at Adani Ports port, right? So again, that's again in the spotlight, and we can see the stock moving down. Devyani International, after moving down yesterday, moving back up 6.5%. And you'll be interested to know the reason why. So Jefferies, the firm Jefferies, has increased their target on Devyani International to ₹240 per share. Now that's really good to hear as Devyani investors, right? But anyways, the stock has moved up 6.5% today. FII DI data is not out yet. So yeah, let's move ahead into the next segment of the show. Markets tomorrow. So after it kind of seemed like that the global markets are recovering a bit, no, it's not happening. There is weakness again. The European markets are in fact trading nearly 1% down. Okay, let me look at them again. It seems that there's a recovery happening. It is actually happening, right? Last time I checked, they were 1% down. Now UK's FTSE is just 0.5% down. This is France for you, which is 0.6% down. Germany is still 1% down. As you can see in the price action, they're kind of trying to recover as what we can see. Looking into the US futures, US futures are also trading in the red. But as we're seeing in the Europe, let's see if they're also recovering after the gap down opening. So yeah, eyes will be on them for sure. And speaking about futures, SGX Nifty is currently trading at 17,108. So it seems like there is a recovery happening in the back end. A lot of stuff are happening. So when our markets were running, up and running, when the European US markets were not open, a lot of stuff were happening in their futures, and that did have an impact on our markets. But let's see what's happening tomorrow, right? As I have been saying, I do expect a very good support at 17,000 ranges, as it was seen. 17,000 acting as a support today, slightly being broken towards the close. Maybe if we get a gap of opening tomorrow, maybe 17,000 can be sustained in the coming days again, right? But again, a lot will depend on how the US markets will be performing. As always, looking into OA analysis, 17,000. It's absolutely the same as yesterday. But if you look into intraday OI buildup and unwinding, there is a lot of interesting stories there. There was major put OI buildup in the market in the beginning, and then market started moving down. They had to run for car. Then a lot of call OI buildup started happening, right? So the largest call OI buildup currently is at 17,500 in Nifty, followed by 17,300, and the largest put OI continues to be at 17,000. Yes, there was an unwinding which happened today, but still the largest put OI buildup is at 17,000, followed by 16,800. I do think, I mean, if there isn't a larger negative trigger coming up, I do think 16,700 should be safe for this expiry at least, right? Looking into Bank Nifty again, OI buildups are the same. Largest OI buildup, call OI buildup at 37,000, largest put OI buildup at 35,000. Again, without a larger negative trigger coming up, 35,000 should be safe is what I feel from here. And again, as I mentioned in the introduction, India VIX has shot up to 21.7, but one interesting observation there is, I mean, VIX is not having a large effect on call option premiums. As if you may observe, call option premiums are really less now, and put option premiums have spiked up by a lot, right? So that's what is happening in the market. So now if you look into daily candles in Nifty and Bank Nifty, I mean, this is very important. I'll probably remove all the lines and then we can watch the market in peace, right? So if you see here, Nifty has started moving down and down and down. Now, yesterday's candle was interesting. Some might call it a doji. Some might even call it a hammer, right? Not a really good hammer, but again, a hammerish doji, if you may call it. Yesterday's candle I'm talking about. So it did show that, hey, towards 16,700, 16,800, there is major buying happening. And then buying happened and the candle actually closed with a very small body, that too kind of above 17,000, right? But if you look into today's candle, it shows again rejection from higher regions as well, right? So this might, I mean, today's candle can kind of say that there isn't large strength in the market. In fact, there can be more weakness or there can be consolidation in the market, right? So yesterday's candle was deceiving if you also add today's candle to the whole picture, right? So it's a very interesting position where it is, and is what I feel. Even if you look into Bank Nifty, so yesterday, that's more of a hammer, right? In Bank Nifty, yesterday's candle does look like a hammer, but see, today what has happened? It's an inverted hammer. See, market is definitely in indecision kind of a phase because more and more cues are coming related to the new virus. So there is uncertainty in the market. VIX has shot up. So yeah, I wish you all the very best is what I would say. So when things are uncertain, I want you to be super careful with your position, super careful in how you decide how you act on the market, right? That's what I wanted to convey with this. So yeah, I really hope without a larger negative trigger coming up, the yesterday's lows should be acting as a support for the coming weeks, and even upside move seems limited looking at how rejection came into the market today. But again, there was a trigger there. Let's see what's in the stores in the coming days, right? So yeah, make sure that you read my pre-market report at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow to enter tomorrow's market with a lot of confidence. Let's move ahead into the next and the final segment of the show, the Shaktam watch list for tomorrow. So Escorts, as you may remember, was part of the watch list yesterday. Did not trigger our levels because a bit too conservative levels. But let's see if these levels are being triggered tomorrow. Then we have Reliance on the watch list. Again, as we discussed yesterday, 2500 absolutely acting as a strong resistance. So let's see if that can be taken out. There was absolute weakness in the stock today, right? Then we have IRCTC on the watch list. These are the levels that I'm watching out for. This is 15 minute candles. I'm sorry. These are 5 minute candles, right? Look at the volume in IRCTC towards the close. And then we have Titan on the watch list. And finally, we have Tata Chem also on the watch list, as you can see. So yeah, these are the five stocks which are on my radar for tomorrow. And I see that there are a few questions here. And I did miss one question yesterday, right? So let me take that. I think I missed a question yesterday. Yeah, I think that's from Kevin Joseph. Nifty is showing a downward trend continues. Is there any sign of COVID crash happened in 2020? Not as of now, right? I mean, Nifty hasn't even moved 10% down. So when that is being broken and when the next Fibonacci retracement level is broken is when probably we can talk about such stuff, Kevin Joseph. The first question from today is from Arif Anwar. I was hospitalized yesterday and had a surgery today. Wish me to recover well. Meanwhile, made 1.7% profit yesterday and 1.5% profit today in selling options. When will this madness in the market end? Arif Anwar happy to hear the second part, and also kind of happy. I mean, I hope you're recovering well. So wishing you a speedy, healthy recovery, and I'm sure you'll do that. And again, more happy to hear that you've been making profits from the hospital bed, right? That too in the tunes of 1.5-1.7% per day. So that's awesome. And when will this madness in the market end? Really a good question, right? If I actually, as an option seller, look back from October, the volatility in the market has been super crazy, right? Every month I've been able to clock in only 3-4%, which is actually my average returns. I expect to make even above that some month, and I'm unable to do it. And that too, earlier when the markets used to consolidate, or when markets used to be in its normal self, as an option seller, I always used to feel that it's easy to make returns in the market. And off late, it hasn't been the same. I have to put in a lot of work and effort to actually make returns. And yeah, market is definitely in some sort of a madness, right? The next from us, from Nihal Bandapalli, 5.65% profits in November, looking forward for December. Nifty B and Shreyas Bandi used our breakout strategy today in his trade. Hey, that's interesting to hear that. I should probably message Shreyas Bandi and ask him that, right? So, I mean, Traders Carnival did that one good thing. I'm really close friends with them now. So, should probably talk to him. I'm not sure. Anyway, since you mentioned. But happy to see this, right, Nihal? You made 5.65% profit in November. I did not make so much. So happy to see that happening. Sunny, 9 a.m. All retailers enter market with November month salary. 9:15 to 3:30 p.m. Boom. 3:30 p.m. FIS and Morgan Stanley exit with their salary. Sunny, such a funny remark, man. Right. The next one is from Basit Mohammed. Added Federal and IDFC to the long-term portfolio. Yep, IDFC. I hope it's IDFC First Bank that you're mentioning and not the only IDFC. But yep, good to see that you're adding good stocks in dips, right? So that's one strategy, right? It's not a secret anymore. I mean, everyone can do that, and probably I hope that, like Basit, a lot of you are doing that, right? So yeah, I don't see any more questions. So that's it from my side for today. Hoping for a less crazy, less volatile rest of the week. Wishing you all the very best for the days to come. This is Mr. Adishaktam signing off. Stay safe, stay invested. Wish you a very good night.